We're up to Simon Shimon Ayin Aleph Seif Beis. It's page Reish Lamed Ches in the Birshu, which comes after page 474. Okay, so we're discussing the halacha. We're dealing with an Erev, not like the way we do today, where one person is a host and the Erev is made for everyone in the community and everyone that will join the community. We're dealing with a very simple area where everyone contributes, and then something happens on Shabbos which changes the equation. So halacha beis Yisrael ben chotzer zo sholach lishpois bechotzer acheres ve'ein daito lachzor b'Shabbos ve'achar kach nimlach b'Shabbos v'chazar einoy oisa. Look what happened. You have your courtyard. Let's make it. There are five people in the courtyard. There are five homes. Four of the five have joined together in the name of the Number five did not join. So l'cha'ira, number five, is going to ruin it for the entire courtyard. No problem. He is not spending his Shabbos here. He is going to his children across the street to a different chatzar. He let it be known, this is where I'm going to be for Shabbos. I'm not coming home, so don't worry. You don't need me. Join together. And everything is fine. Shalom al Yisrael. All of a sudden, it comes. He's there by his children. And he gets into a fight. He gets into a fight with one of his children, or his daughter-in-law, or his son-in-law. And said, "I gotta get out of here. He picks up and he goes back home to his courtyard, to his home. It's a combination lock. He comes in. People in the courtyard, they look. Oh no! Look who's here. He's back. But you didn't join us. It's such a beautiful day. We all want to sit outside in the courtyard and get together. We were planning to have an outdoor shalosh shuvos, and now you're here, you're rooting it for us. You're not supposed to be here. Is it a problem?" The answer is it's not a problem. Since, why? Because this is a critical yisod. The Eruv HaTzeros is triggered, generally, we're going to see the details in more detail soon, Bein HaShemashos. And if at Bein HaShemashos everything was A-OK, and this person's plan was not to be here. He was shoveis in a different courtyard. So when Shabbos began, everything was good, even though a problem arises. Not a problem of people make this mistake, but even though a problem arises, someone arrives who doesn't belong here, he cannot ruin the Eruv that has been put into motion when Shabbos began. Now this halacha is abuse. People make a mistake and they think this halacha is true with regard to the walls. If you're in a community and someone comes and chops down, or there's a storm and the Tzuras HaPesach falls down. So there are people that make a mistake and think, oh, since the Erev, the Tzuras HaPesach was standing Bein HaShemashos, so it's good for the whole Shabbos. That is completely wrong. There's no such thing. The Tzuras HaPesach is a mechitza, is a partition. The partition must be up the entire Shabbos. If the partition comes down on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. This halacha is unique only to the Eruvei Chatzeros, or the Shetufei Mevos, or Eruvei Tchumen. If this was in motion in place, Bein HaShemashos, then it's good for the entire Shabbos, but the walls must be up. The walls must be present. So in this case, it's okay. So now the Mishnah Berurah asks a very simple question. He explains very, 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 very important yisod, and it brings out a very, very nice idea in Seif Katan Ches. Eino Eiser, contradiction. Didn't we learn above in the Seif Aleph the same exact thing about a goy? A goy is much more complex, because a goy, but generally speaking, if a goy does arrive on Shabbos, unexpected. Normally, you have a courtyard, let's say, four Jews and one guy. We have to do the technical tzchiras makom. We have to rent his rishus, which we'll learn in Mirat Hashem much later on. A couple of simanim from now, about tzchiras makom. Let's say we did not do tzchiras makom with the guy, and the guy arrives on Shabbos. Problem. Everyone stop what you're doing. We got a problem. Why? So when it comes to a Jew who's not supposed to be here and he arrives on Shabbos, no problem. But when a goy comes on Shabbos, it's a problem. So what's the difference between a Jew and a goy? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Sifkan Ches, Tekeven debe'ez shalach lo hoye daito lachso b'Shabbos. When this Jew, number five, went across the street to a different courtyard, he was resting there. He decided, his intent was to remain there. Im came kavar hisiach b'rosu mileif. In his mind, he has removed himself, he has distanced himself from this courtyard. And And once this courtyard is mutter, the Eruv has gone into effect, it can no longer be nullified. Avol gabe akum, don't confuse this with what we learned above the guy. Kaimulon the imba b'shabes oiser, dulo shayach gabe akum loyma shekvoi siach taita. Here's this, because a guy, Shabbos is nothing to a guy. If the guy lives, has another home across the street or even far away, and he went there for Shabbos, he went there for Saturday, it's meaningless. In his mind, the guy says, I might change my mind and go back to my other home with the Jews. Yeah?
Would a non-from Jew...
I believe so. I believe I don't know the details, but what
there's nothing to prevent.
Yes, correct. I believe that with regard to irreligious Jew, okay, we have to show when we learn the laws of Sfiras Smokim, they're not necessarily related to the laws of Yisiach Dait. Assume it's a problem because you don't have the idea of Yisiach Dait. It's only true with an observant Jew who shoves on Shabbos in one location. A guy, that's what the Mishnah was telling us. You don't have that mindset. And a Jew that's not religious, l'chor, it's the same thing. But a Jew that's not religious, it's complex. We're going to have those halachas with Sfiras Smokim when we come later on, a couple of Sfiras from now. But here it says, you don't have this concept, which is Yisrael. For a Jew, Shabbos is a Yom Menucha. And where the Jew decides to be for Shabbos, that's where he will remain. Even though there's no tchum issue, it's just a matter of walking across the street to a different courtyard. No, you have to go put yourself in the mind of the Jew. Mistama daito oshalo la'akar. Uma shebo achar kach. This, something happened. Ruach acheres hoysalo. Something unusual happened. It's not an ordinary situation. So if the guy comes on Shabbos, a guy doesn't have a concept of a Yom Menucha, so just because he went to his children across the street to a different courtyard, it's meaningless. When if he arrives here on Shabbos, it shows, we say, he wanted Ben Hashmashos, he was planning to come back. If he was planning to come back, so that means he was Ben Hashmashos. When the Erev was triggered, he was really part of this creed, because that was his intent. Let's say the guy tells, no, I'm telling you, it was an accident, it was a flood, or there was a problem, and something happened where I went for Saturday. We don't believe him. He's not believed. Lo mipiv anu chayin. If he ends up back here on Shabbos, we have to assume that Bein Hashmashos, it was in the back of his mind, the possibility or the deliberate intent to return to the courtyard on Shabbos, and that automatically ruins the area for the people here on Shabbos because they did not do with him Sfiras Smokim. Because that concludes this halach. Very different, nice yisrael chiluk between a Jew and a guy in their mindset, his sichtaito when they come for Shabbos, and the nafminul halacha if we're going to say the rule that once the Erev has taken effect, nothing can shake, nothing can invalidate that Erev. Gimel. Okay, now we go to some, these halachas a little bit more complex. We'll try to go through it quickly. Echad min hashuk shoyle bayis bechatz. A person, you have a courtyard. And the courtyard does not have an Erev. The people, they don't need an Erev. There are five people, let's say there are five homes, four Jews, the fifth also, and the four have not joined together to make an Erev. Well, you know what, I take that back. I'm sorry. Let's say they did. They did make an Erev. The four of the five indeed have made an Erev. And then there is number five. And number five is not home. He's not here for Shabbos, so we're in good shape. I'm confusing the next kid. He's not. We got five people in the courtyard. Four people have joined together. Number five is not home for Shabbos. He's far away. No problem. So the four people can carry, and they need not be concerned about number five. He's not here for Shabbos. But then, and he dies. Word comes on Shabbos itself. They receive word that the person has died. And in his will, okay, it was known, he has a will. The will was posted in shul. for everyone to see that if he dies, he leaves over his home to one of the people in this courtyard. One of the people automatically is the Yoyresh. So what is the law? So now we got a problem. The problem is we have five homes. It's the middle of Shabbos. And four of the homes have joined together in an Erev. But home number five, which happens to be owned by one of the people in this courtyard, that particular home has not joined together in the Erev. So what's the laws? Here we go. It depends when he died. That's the most important thing. When did he die? And this case is a sudden death. We did not expect it. Because if we do, we'll see the end of the Siman, which is important halacha. If we do expect it to happen, then you don't say Kevon Shehutra Hutra. If you're expecting something to happen on Shabbos, then we don't say that since the Erev was okay, then nothing can invalidate it. You don't say that. But here, it happens suddenly. So let's imes mibodyam. If this person died before Shabbos, mibodyam means before Shabbos began, ein hazoicha oiser, no problem. Then the person who has taken legal title to this home, he now has two homes in this courtyard, he does not oppose the problem. Why? He only needs one person. He owns two homes. That's good enough. If one person owns two homes in the courtyard, he only has to contribute one loaf of bread. The one loaf of bread that he contributes works for all of his property. But here's the catch. But let's say he dies, this person dies after Shabbos, it's already begun. Then oiser. Why is it oiser? Afal pi she'erav hazoich imahem, even though indeed he has made an erev with, he did join the part. Eina moyel l'mash she'yorash achar kach b'Shabbos. Look at Yudalit. Eina moyel kevan de be'es ben hashmashos shuhu ozman knias erev lo hoya habayis shalo ein chalo erev al bayis zeh. So this is a very powerful yisod. The Erev doesn't necessarily refer to the person. It brings out a beautiful concept. The Erev also relates to the bias. Generally speaking, there's no difference. If I own the batim, I own the homes, and I'm one person, I have 10 homes, I give one loaf of bread. It works for all of my homes. It's not the pshat. You're giving one loaf of bread, take it, you're giving one loaf of bread, it's for you, and it's for all the homes. But if you can break up the homes from the person, then the Erev will not work. Where do you have an example where you can break up the person from the homes? In this example. In this example, when Shabbos began, there were five homes. And if there are five homes, four of them have joined together. One has not joined. And we don't need the one that has mentioned because he's not in the neighborhood. But then on Shabbos itself, the person has died. Now the person has died. And now who becomes the legal owner? One of the people in the courtyard. He now owns two homes. For one home, he contributed. But for the second home, he did not contribute.
Because he didn't own it.
He didn't own it, exactly. He did not own it. So in this case, it's a problem. It's a problem. That's what... Because since Ben Hashmosho Shu Ozman Knes Erev Lo Hoya Bayis Shalo, it wasn't his. Ein Chol Ho Erev Al Bayis Zeh. Now you're going to ask me, but wait a minute, the Erev was good Ben Hashmosho, right? Is that what you're going to ask me? Ben Hashmosho, when we started, it was a good Erev. Everything was good. And now, when Shabbos begins, there's a problem. So if the problem can't take, you don't always say that. The only time you say that the Erev is good is where something goes wrong with the Erev itself, the food disappears, there's no more any food, the food is gone, or new people arrive, which would cause... Like a goy arrives. Where a goy is not shaykh in the Erev. A goy needs schiras makom. But where there's something fundamentally wrong with the Erev, then it's a problem. Why is there something fundamentally wrong with the Erev? Because there's another bias. And every single bias must be accounted for. And in this case, we have over here five batim. Only four are accounted for, and they're owned by all of the residents are living here. It's the problem here is more fundamental than the other examples of where you say chukevon shehutra hutra. It's a very delicate concept. Yeah.
Yerusha is chal b'Shabbos.
What?
Yerusha is chal
b'Shabbos. Yes, yes, it's automatic. Meal. Yes, it does. Correct. Yeah, yes, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. I'm going to get to even a bigger chiddush. That's what I want to come to. Hopefully, about a ger. There's a fascinating Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's a fascinating dershul. It kicks in. Yes.
Why can't you say since he knew, but he was going to?
He didn't know. He didn't know. Eventually, is not enough. It's a very good point. We're going to talk about that. We have that at the end of the sermon about people dying. Someone who's sick. 3 days, how long can a person be? Goy says, we don't, even though it's true, ultimately, it's going to happen, but in the short term, we don't suspect it's going to happen. So we don't take that into consideration. No. Since at the time you can't do, no, right? Of course, if you make it tonight, anyone that will move in later on, if you go with the case, there's a host like, this whole thing is not nogei halacha l'maaseh. We're really learning a lot of this just to bring out the yesodos, the concepts which apply in the case halacha l'maaseh. But a lot of these cases, ruba deruba, means a lot of halachas like that. It's not halacha l'maaseh because we don't today with the nusach there we make an eruv for everyone that lives, for everyone that will live here. We have all these extra conditions, and the one person is a host for everyone, so the whole thing doesn't make a difference. But in a case where each one is contributing, and we have five people. Number five homes. Five is not an issue. He's out of here. And then he dies on Shabbos. And who does he leave it to? He leaves it to someone that's actually living here. And now that bias has not been included. There's something fundamentally wrong with the Erev, because an Erev has to include all of the bottom. It's true, there's a concept called Kevan Shehutra Hutra. Once it kicked in, it kicked in. It's very limited where you say Kevan Shehutra Hutra. That's really probably the theme. If you want to go and put a pulse on what is this whole siman about, it's this theme. When do you say Kevan Shehutra Hutra? When do you not say Kevan Shehutra Hutra? A guy arrives on Shabbos. You say Kevan Shehutra Hutra. Why? Because the guy anyway isn't part of the Erev. If we knew the guy would be here before Shabbos began, so we would do with the guy Schiras Makom. Schiras Makom is not an Erev. The Erev is only for the Jews. It's not for the Goyim. So there's nothing wrong with the Erev. Oh, we got a problem. We didn't anticipate this problem. Kevan Shehutra Hutra. Let's say you need the food. The whole purpose is everyone's together. You have to have the food. There's no food. The food disappeared. The food is gone. It's before the first meal, Friday night, so one of the children ate up the food, ate up the box of matzo, so we threw the box of matzo in the garbage, and it's gone. No, kevan shehutra hutra. But when, what is the Erev? Bringing everyone together? And you have now a bias, you have five homes in this courtyard, and one of the homes is not accounted for. That the whole purpose of the Erev is to bring everyone together. Plus, we have the additional chiddush. It's not just the people. Even though you have four people, there are five homes, and one home is not accounted for. It's a chiddush. That's what it says. That home is problematic. Yeah.
Why is it not accounted for if it falls to the possession of one of the participants?
Because that's exactly what this Mishnah Berurah is saying. Is there two dinim? There are two dinim in the Erev. There's a din of the person and the din of the bias. Two things must, so generally you never can separate the two. Before the Shabbos begins, I'm the owner of these two homes. Here's one loaf of bread. It's for all of my property, which includes home A, home B. But on this particular Shabbos, I gave a loaf of bread for home A, because I never anticipated that I would be the owner of home B. Now it's Shabbos, I have another home. But it's me, I'm the owner. It doesn't matter. You have to have, you did nothing to represent home B when Shabbos began in Bein HaShemashos, so it's not included where it's a problem. So that is the Chiddush of Halacha Gimel. Let's go to Simen Dalet. Simen Dalet Echad Min HaChotzer Shemes B'Shabbos. Now we have a different situation. Someone in the Chotzer itself dies. Previously we had a case where the person outside died, and now he was merged to someone in the Chotzer. Let's say Pum Faker. Five people living in the courtyard, they all have joined together in an Erev. And number one dies. And the will, everyone knows the will is posted. The will is Echad, Echad, Shemes, B'Shabbos. im Erav, and he contributed to the Erav, of course, im Erav, afilu, here's the Chiddush, Yeroshei Echad Mibnei Hashuk Eino Oyser. Why? We're going to say the idea because of Kevan Shehutra Hutra in this. Here we will say Kevan Shehutra. Listen to the Mishnah Berurah inside Hazayim. Shemes B'Shabbos, he died on Shabbos. Rotzoloimar. Velo Yiniach B'nei Be'esabai. We're going to have a case, of course, where he doesn't leave, there's no one living in the house. If there's someone living in the house, then the whole thing doesn't even start. He's a loner. He dies. The im came kevan shemeis. Once he dies, batil ha'eriv. So he's no longer here. The yarsh v'yarsha echam in ashuk ubal lader usham shabbos, and someone outside across the street or far away is now the owner, and they get word and they try to move in. They're in a rush. They're coming here to move in on Shabbos itself. But this new person, this newcomer that's taking over the property on Shabbos itself has not contributed. Yeah. Who contributed? The person who's no longer with us. He contributed and he died. And someone else from outside is Yerush. He wants to move in. Afilu hachi. So along comes the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber, and the Mishnah Berurah explanation. Afilu hachi ein oyser al b'nei hachatzer. The kevan here we do apply the kevan shechutar ben hashmoshos be'erif hamoyrish chutar l'chol hashabbos. In this instance, we do say kevan shechutar chutar. In this instance, since when Shabbos began, I guess in this instance, why is it better in this case? Because in this case, when Shabbos began, all five homes were accounted for. All five homes indeed were accounted for. Problem is now the new owner. There's a new owner who did not participate. It doesn't matter. It's better than the previous case. In the previous case, we now at this moment in time have a home that's not part of the area. It never was. It never was before Shabbos, and it's not now. It was the previous case. We have five people in the courtyard, four people in the area, and one home that was not part of the area. Why was not part of the area? Because the owner is not living here. He's living far away. If you're living far away, you don't need to join in the area. Five homes, four people, they got together. All of a sudden, number five dies. And number five dies, he bequeaths his home to someone in the courtyard. Oh, now we got on Shabbos four people and five homes. Got a problem. Because now we have a home that's included in the equation that was never accounted for. Never. Not before, not now. This case is not so bad. Because in this case, we have five homes. And all five homes at least at one point in time were accounted for when Shabbos began. We got a problem now. Right now it's not accounted for. Right now it's missing. It's out of the equation. It's right. It's a problem. But here we will trigger the rule of Kevan Shehutra Hutra because at least when Shabbos began it was accounted for. So you see, it's a very delicate balance when we apply the rule and we don't apply the rule.
What happens if you have the five houses,
yeah.
Five died, left his house to number six who lives across the street, and number six says, oh, why am I out?
He doesn't, then it's good, you don't need an Erev. One person never needs an Erev. So if one person has all the property, then it's fine. Because there's only one person doesn't need it. One Rishos.
It's going back to number five.
Ends up by one person, there's no problem. One person does not need an heir. It's only when you have more than one person then you have these problems. Okay, so let's go further. So the im loy eraf. Now what happens? Now this is a variation. Let's say we have here, we're starting a new case. Okay, it's the top line of this page, the im loy eraf. So the case is we have five homes. And in the among these five homes, it's a little bit more complex. Let's assume four of the five made an Erev, but number five did not make theirs. Complicated case. Again, we have five homes, four people joined together, and one did not join together. So what's the law? Simple, make no guarantee. Since number five didn't join together, he ruined it for all of them. He ruined it. He ruined the Erev for the other four people by not joining. And guess what? He dies. So now when he dies, so let's say, Lemafreya, we don't need him, we're in business. Vim lo yeraf, im yarsho echa ben ashok, if someone who's outside, someone far away that's not coming, calls man she'enu bo lodu imohem, eino oiser. So very good. So now, the heir of the four retroactively is okay, because there are four homes, and the four homes have joined together in an Erev, and the number five is gone, and no one's coming to move in on Shabbos, so no one, the rule is, even the home is owned, but the only time a home is a problem is if the owner is present. If the owner is not present, then that's the basic rule, it's not a problem. But ba lodur b'Shabbos b'bayis beis melishoy, then it goes without saying oyser. It's no worse than it was before Shabbos began. When Shabbos began, number five was a problem. Number five dies. He bequeaths the property to someone else. The same way the original person was a problem, the new person's a problem. But here we come to a very delicate situation. Number five dies, and he leaves it over to one of the people in the courtyard itself, one of the four remaining people in the courtyard. So here it depends. V'im yirashay echa b'bnei hachatzer, if one of the people in the courtyard inherits it, im erev hayoresh, if the yoresh, the one who inherits, has already made an erev, v'hayodor im hamayrish b'bayis echad. And they lived in the same bias and the same structure. Then Einoi Oyser, Afal Pi Shaloi Erav Hamoirish, even though the original person did not make an Erev. Let's just see Chof. Short Chof is Afi Shaloi Erav Erash Erav Hamoirish, Shabinei Beisa Shal Adam Arvin Lo Shalom Idaito, since they live there in the same home. That's really the main chesh we're coming to add here, being that they live together, and he did not anticipate that when he contributed towards the Erev, he did not anticipate that his roommate, not a roommate, they have a different room, they have it's one structure, but they have different rooms. He did not anticipate that the person in the next room would die and leave it over to him. It doesn't matter, because that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Shabnei beisa shel adam me'arvin lo shaloi midaita, being that they live in, so the air that he made erev Shabbos worked for this room as well. The im lo hayadar im hamayrish ella b'bayis acher shebuchatzer. But if he was living in an entirely different structure in the courtyard, then oiser af al pi she'erev hayorish kevon shaloi erev hamayrish, because it's no better than it was originally. Like the original case we had of Chabez, Afal Pi Chafalf, Chafalf Im Im Amarish, after Gamato Loi Bo Lodo Babai Shayarash, even though no one is coming to move in, Mikol Mokam, Kavan the Yeshua Bais Boisa Chosesh Adobo, the Royal Lashtamish Gamba Oisa Bai Shayarash, Hashvin and Kilo Nichnas Lodo Bo, Vahove Dira Babolim, same exact thing we said before, it's as if there is a Dira Babolim. And it's like, this is exactly the same thing that we said on the previous page, the previous halacha, that where one of the people that dies and is leaving it over to someone inside the courtyard, but it's a different structure. If it's a different structure, even though it's owned by one person, that one person did indeed contribute, but he contributed only for one bias. He did not contribute for the second bias, and that's why it's not going to work. Kevan shaloi erev hamoirish, period. But ve'eb bod yom meis. Let's say he died v'im ibod yomeis, but let's say he died before Shabbos began. V'yorishay echad min hashuk hareze oiser v'hu shabo hayorish bebeis marishay b'Shabbos. If the person died before Shabbos began, bequeathed the property to someone outside, and that person is going to move in on Shabbos or any point in time, so it goes without saying it's going to be awesome, because we have here a new person who owns the property and has not contributed towards the heir. Because this pretty much parallels what we learned on the previous halacha. Okay, we'll stop here.